This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior WHO official said on Thursday the Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to three separate zone three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to allow for the vaccination of some 640,000 children against polio.
We call all parties to pause, of course, the fighting to allow children and families to safely access health facilities and community health outreach workers to get the children who cannot access health facilities for polio vaccination.
Rick Pieperkorn, the World Health Organization senior official for the Palestinian territories, also said the vaccination campaign is due to start on Sunday. The United Nations campaign to vaccinate hundreds of thousands of children in Gaza came too late for some. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The Israeli military said on Thursday it's killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels on Thursday released footage showing they boarded and intentionally set explosives aboard a Greek-flagged tanker that was earlier abandoned after they repeatedly attacked it, putting the Red Sea at risk of a major oil spill. The Houthis chanted their group's motto as they set explosives detonated aboard the oil tanker, saying, "God is greatest, death to America, death to Israel, curse the Jews, victory to Islam." The tanker carried some 1 million barrels of oil when the Houthis initially attacked it last week. Since then, the West and the United Nations have warned that any oil spill could devastate coral reefs and wildlife that call the Red Sea home. The chief negotiator at U.S.-mediated peace talks on Sudan says breakthroughs for greater humanitarian access that were achieved in the first round of negotiations last week are holding and are expanding. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United States Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, credits the breakthroughs on the Sudan talks to the commitment of delegates from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, among other participants, to alleviate the suffering of tens of millions of Sudanese. He says opening the Adre border became possible when negotiators got guarantees of access from the Sudan Armed Forces and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces to allow aid to flow from Chad to Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Millions of people were told to evacuate from their homes, and some of Japan's biggest companies closed their factories as a typhoon, strong winds, and heavy rain lashed the country. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
After hovering over the southerly Kyushu island for the next few days, the storm is expected to approach Tokyo around the weekend, the country's weather agency said. Strong winds and heavy rain knocked out power. Authorities warned Shanshan could be one of the strongest ever storms to hit the region as they assessed the death toll and reported scores left injured. The typhoon produced gusts of up to 112 miles per hour, according to the weather agency. Around 230,000 households in seven prefectures were without power in the afternoon, according to Kyushu Electric Power Company. However, the company said there was no impact at its Sendai nuclear power plant in Satsuma-Sendai City, where the storm made landfall earlier on Thursday.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Ukraine's military said on Thursday one of the handful of F-16 warplanes Ukraine has received from its Western partners to help fight Russia's invasion has crashed. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.